Welcome in to the fourth edition of the Lynch Lowdown for this 2019-2020 girls basketball season. It's December 11th, 2019, a Wednesday, and I am joined here by head coach Joe Lynch of the Lady Giants. How are you doing, Coach Lynch?
Great. How are you today?
I am well. So we'll just get right off to it, starting with last night's game, which the Giants were able to win 69-55 in the first round of the Marion County Tournament to beat Lawrence Central. What changed from that game and the game a couple of weeks ago where they beat you?
Well, we shot a lot better. We shot over 50%. We were actually 55% from the field, and we were 74% from the free throw line. Those are two things, obviously, quite a bit better. And then we defended better. We got out, closed out on their three-point shooters, made them have to shoot off the dribble. Then they missed a lot of those, and we were able to rebound and take care of the basketball.
What do you feel will make this team look more like the team we saw last night rather than the last couple of weeks? What do you feel overall will make the team look more like a successful team?
It's going to take focus and energy, continued concentration on the things that we've been working on in practice, like taking better care of the basketball and defending, getting out after people, which is kind of typical Ben Davis basketball, what we hope. But for a couple of games this year, we kind of seem to lose that. But last night it was back there again, an intensity that we need. Both physically and mentally.
Do you feel like as some of the girls, you know, kind of mature over the season, with it being a young team, do you feel like as some of those girls mature just over this season that it will continue to get better as far as, you know, just execution and converting more when you need to?
Well, that's what we're working on at every day in practice. Certainly everybody has developed and gotten better at certain things. The freshmen, all three of the freshmen, Kalia Toomer last night had a great game with 13 points. Taylor Guest came in and gave us some very valuable minutes. Kirsten Clark came in and also gave us some valuable minutes. A couple of really big rebounds because she blocked out really well, a nice assist that led to a basket at the end of a fast break, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That was very good. We had a lot of major contributors last night, and the freshmen, as we had hoped, seem to be coming along to where they can make some major contributions as the season goes on.
And then last week, you guys lost a 17-point game here at home against Etlin. So what do you feel went wrong that game? What do you feel, you know, altered your team's ability to win last Friday?
Well, we didn't do a very good job of closing out on their shooters. Etlin bases their offense on three-point shooting. It's penetrate and dish, kick out to the shooters, and we did not do a very good job of covering that. We also didn't take as good a care of the basketball as we could have, and we didn't shoot well. Not all of it created by their defense. We just got to be a little bit more focused to concentrate, take shots better. I've always said there's a difference between taking bad shots and taking shots badly. Bad shots are shots that should never have been taken, and taking shots badly is you took a shot that probably should have been taken, but you were leaning the wrong direction or you know, too closely guarded or whatever. We took a lot of shots badly against Lawrence North, and hopefully we can get that fixed tomorrow night.
And so, yeah, how do you look to get that fixed tomorrow night against the Wildcats team that's still undefeated on the year?
Well, when you only have one day to prepare for another team, it's not like we can go in and practice.
Right.
So we're going to do a lot of talking about it and set up some situations in practice to kind of remind ourselves of that. And, again, getting back to the mental focus that we need.
And how do you look to stop some of their perimeter players that you talked about, you know, making the threes from the outside? How do you look to stop some of those girls?
Get out and guard them. The Davidson girl is a great set shooter. If you allow her to set, she's going to really hurt you. Get after her, make her drive. She's not going to be near as effective. They have another couple of kids out there that are very good at also at just being able to set shoot. If we run at them and they run in and get a two-pointer, that's 1 point less than if we don't go after them at all and chase them out there at the three. So we at least got to go out and pressure that outside shot since they can hit it.
And how much importance do you place on the Marion County Tournament as a whole?
Marion County Tournament, to me, is the most prestigious tournament in the state outside of the state tournament itself. It's because there's so many good teams in it, all the MIC teams that are in it, all the other teams in Marion County that are so very good. And it's played over the course of, 5 days. You play those 4 games in 5 days, and they're really difficult opponents, tough to get ready for. Two games are on a school night. it's a very difficult tournament to win, in some ways more difficult to win than a lot of sectionals.
All right, thank you for joining us, Coach Lentz, and good luck tomorrow against Lawrence North.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Lentz Lowdown.